What if we put together a really cool play and put it on at the band shell in the park, with all of us playing the parts? And we sell tickets to raise money. We could ask businesses around town to donate. And we could ask our friends to help out.
That's a great idea, Michael.
But who's going to write the play?
Ah, there's a good question, Haley.
Thank you.
How about you, Mikey, since you came up with the idea in the first place?
Yeah, you could. Come on,
Mikey. What do you think?
You could. Okay.
Well?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, hey, I'm going to make some more calls.
Yeah, Michael?
Could you please pass the biscuits?
Go on.
And the butter.
Good job on those posters, Brooke.
Thanks, Mom.
Haley, how are you and Timmy doing on the tickets?
We sold. Are you ready?
Yes.
207 tickets!
Well, so far.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And, you know, it looks like all three TV stations will put our story on the news.
That's awesome.
Hey, you're not going to believe this.
Well, go on, try us, huh?
Well, I've got 5 businesses that say they'll donate money for the tickets. Ooh. We're up to $6,500 so far.
Good job, everybody.
How's the play coming, Michael?
Yeah.
The play? The play, you're going to love it. It's going to be great. Great. How am I going to do this? It was a dark and stormy night. No, I need something more original. Oh, it was a stormy and dark night in a galaxy far, far away a really, really long time ago.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going.
Good. Yeah, our play is in 1 week, son. We need to see your script so we can practice.
No problem.
Yeah. I want to see something by tomorrow night. Fair enough?
No problem.
All right.
No problem. Once upon a time... No, something more original. Oh, twice upon a time.
If you want to get ideas, I think this is the best book we have in our library.
Thanks, Miss Guffy.
Oh, and don't let the title bother you.
Okay. Miss Guffy sure is nice. Let's see. Writing for blockheaded boneheads, nitwitted numbskulls, and imbecilic ignoramuses. Idea number 1. Go to the library to read classic writers and philosophers like Shakespeare, Tennyson, and Browning. Cool. I'm already here. This is going to be easy. Shakespeare. Oh, here we go. Therefore, I have entreated him along with us to watch the minutes of this night, that if again this apparition come, he may approve our eyes and speak to it? I don't even understand a word this guy is saying. And he's supposed to be a great writer. Let's try Alfred Lloyd Tennyson. Okay, Alfie. In love, if love be love, if love be ours. Oh, it's getting worse. Wait, here's Sports Now magazine. On Sunday, the Lions will face their ultimate foe, themselves. If they have any hope to survive, they've got to master the mental game as well as the game on the field. Wow, now this is good writing. Oh, basketball. Idea number 2. Take a walk through the woods for creative inspiration. Look at the clouds. Listen to the birds. Smell the bark on a tree. Feel the leaves of a plant. Oh, here we go. They feel smooth and soft and kind of itchy. Itchy like poison ivy. Oh. Idea number 3. Great ideas. All the itches can come from great movies. Dad says the best movies were the black and white ones. So, what does Dad have here? Oh, Revenge of the Space Nurgles. This looks like a really inspiring movie.
Howdy. Welcome to Eddie's Gas Stop. How'd you like to fill up for that there fancy car of yours? Yeah, howdy. You fellas lost or something?
We are.